Governor Sam Brownback had requested the audit of the agency charged with promoting Kansas bioscience industry, and when results criticized the business practices of the KBA's former president and failed to answer some questions about conflicts of interest, the governor suspended $22 million in funding pending a closer look. Agriculture Secretary Dale Rodman said the KBA board failed to control spending.
They spent nearly 40 cents on every dollar invested in internal expenses. This is an unacceptable performance.
Board Chair Dan Watkins held that the audit shows the agency is properly handling state money.
It's disappointing that there's at least some who are impugning the integrity and ethics of a hard-working, diligent group of people.
Watkins also said the KBA has money in the bank and will continue to invest in promising firms, despite the governor's request that it not do so. A Missouri state representative introduced a bill to do away with the 2-year waiting period before the state could intervene in the now unaccredited Kansas City School District. Sponsor Mike Lair of Chillicothe said the district has had enough time.
Kansas City schools have been having problems for a while, and to sit back and wait 2 more years would, I believe, be unconscionable.
Getting a Kansas City schools bill passed could be complicated by the demands of some legislators for a single omnibus education bill. Kansas City, Missouri police released preliminary data showing that accidents dramatically increased at some intersections with red light cameras, but they later backpedaled, said their own study was flawed, didn't include data like weather conditions, traffic flow changes, and driver impairment. Still, the matter remains under study by the police board. Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker said she plans to take Catholic Bishop Robert Finn to trial and personally lead the case against him. Her spokesperson, Mike Manser, said the team also will include some other specialists.
One is the trial team leader in sex crimes, and then the head of our major crimes unit.
Finn is charged with failure to report suspected sex offenses by clergy. In December, he got a plea bargain deal that avoided trial on similar charges in Clay County. MoDOT Director Kevin Keith continued promoting making I-70 a toll road between Kansas City and St. Louis. GOP State Senator Mike Kehoe liked the idea.
This is just one option to do that, but it seems like as time goes on, it seems to be the most reasonable option.
MoDOT says the toll option would not require a public vote, but some legislators question how it would get around a prohibition on toll roads in the state constitution. The Kansas City City Council funded an engineering study on streetcars downtown. And Councilman Russ Johnson said that's a bigger deal than it may sound like.
No planning, no preliminary engineering or advanced conceptual engineering has ever been undertaken on transit in modern times. So today we are going further than we've ever gone before.
The city is hoping for a $25 million federal grant for the streetcar system. Wrapping up the week, for the second year in a row, Missouri had the nation's black homicide rate. But some law enforcement officials blame differences in how states report homicides. And the city of Mission asked for a clarification after the Kansas Attorney General opined that its new driveway tax for street maintenance is illegal. This is KCUR.